Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 6th of October, 2020. I am Steve in Leon C. in Essex. On tonight's show, we have got the living legend, ex-male model, Colin McKee. How are you doing, Carl?
Ex-male model. I am indeed, if you could just see me now.
Oh, he is. Beautiful man.
Yes, I'm very, very good. I'm very, very good.
And the third best looking bloke on the podcast tonight is Simon Dugan. How's it going, Dugs?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm very well. Thank you, Steve. And well done for the marathon.
Never been third best looking ever.
No.
Unbelievable.
I'll say that though.
This is the podcast only for good looking people. So if you're not good looking, don't bother listening. Right, let's get going. Man United 1, Spurs 6. Carl, tell me all about it.
Word of a start. Well, an amazing week to start with. You know, after obviously the disappointment after the Newcastle game, being absolutely robbed there. To go in to beat Chelsea, which I don't think many of us were sort of holding many hopes on. Then to go and obviously get through the Europa League and then to go to Old Trafford, where I think probably most of us were slightly worried. It's Man United away. It's a place that we've struggled to get results in the past. But, you know, it was more because of the games that we've had. But see, to be honest with you, and I think it was maybe mentioned in the commentary, maybe these games have done us good, that we're getting match fit quicker. We're used to playing a wee bit more often. So maybe it set us up right. But, you know, look, we'll go through the game. You know, everybody, did you notice on Twitter there was a bingo, penalty bingo going on for whenever Man United, and like for it to be 30 seconds, I just went, oh my goodness, here we go.
It was a penalty, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a penalty. It was a penalty. 100% it was a penalty. And obviously, was giving Sanchez a bit of dog's abuse at the beginning. But what a reaction. What a reaction from the team to go straight back up there and to get those two quick fire goals. And the rest was history. And I was just more annoyed that we didn't put 7, 8, 9, 10 past them. I was wanting to punish that team. Just get back for all those years of hurt of what they've done to us. Go and punish them. But look, we'll take 6-1. Happy man.
Yeah, brilliant. Doogie, what do you reckon?
I thought it was fantastic. I thought it, apart from the first minute, and I thought, here we go, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And we'll, like Colin says, we'll get right into it. But I thought we were great from the second minute, basically, weren't we? We looked fitter. We look technically, we look stronger. We look like we've got a plan. We look like we've got a game plan. We look like we know what we're doing. I think Man United would beat, even before the sending off, Man United would beat. You know, we were fantastic. And we can go through some of the players, but, you know, Harry Kane just, I've always said he takes 5 or 6 games to get going. And then he's just a machine, and he's been superb. You know, he's been absolutely superb. I thought it was great. And I have to say, I said I'd give him 8 games, and that was the 8th game, and I'm all in. I'm all in for Jose.
You're a Mourinho man, though. What a difference 3 or 4 weeks makes, eh?
What do you mean you give him 8 games?
Well, I said a few times, didn't I? I said I'd give him the first 8 games and transfer window before I judged him. 4 in the league, 3 in the Europa and 1 in the Cup.
Oh, I didn't even realise.
Yeah. So I've given him 8. So I said all along, I'll give him 8 games. And I'll give you my verdict.
And your judgment is that you're happy?
Well, at the moment. No, I think we should get really into it, but I think he's absolutely...
Right.
We know what we're doing now. Yeah. It looks good.
So let's go back to 2 pods ago, Carl, when we said, look, you know, what we're looking at this season is poor games, giving the ball away purposely so that we can counter attack, win 1-0. It'll be awful football, but we've got a winner. We've got a guy who knows how to win football matches. And we've sacrificed brilliant football under Pochettino for a guy that knows how to win. We went through the first few games, Cole, didn't we? We said, we'll win this 1-0, we'll win that 1-0, that'll be scrappy, that'll be awful. And that's the way it was going. And then at half-time against Southampton, and this is what I tweeted out, I just think that they all sat in there, and I honestly think that Mourinho said, right, what is going on? Because we were dreadful against Everton. We were dreadful in Bulgaria. We were dreadful for that first half against Southampton. I mean, terrible. I wonder if he just said, somebody say something. What am I doing wrong? And Mourinho almost had humility. And I'm making all this up, but this is my guess. Because I reckon Harry Kane or Sonny or somebody just said, boss, we are not seeing next Tuesdays. We can play football. And all you keep banging on about is we need to be horrible. We need to be this, we need to be that. Can we actually go out and play football? And I reckon Mourinho just said, boys, I never said you couldn't. Just be a bit harder. Be seeing next Tuesdays, but also play your football. And they went, right, well, let's go and play. Because ever since that half-time against Southampton, 5.5 games ago, whatever it was, we've played brilliantly. Not just change. Be quiet, Cole. Start talking.
There's that dog again.
I don't think the dog agrees, Colin.
I don't think so. I think it's a Pochettino fan, that dog.
My God.
But
sorry.
No, look, I agree. And funny, I thought about it before we come on the podcast tonight about the show that Steve and I done a few weeks ago, and we were downbeat. We were sort of like, Jose's only got, I think I'd said, 4 games, you know, the next 4 or 5 games, and he's under major pressure. But I think that's the way we were all feeling. Look, I'm not going to jump the gun just because we went and had a really good week and beat Man United 6-1. But as Doogie said earlier, that performance against Chelsea second half and Sunday really showed me that, hold on, and I think it's because we've also got these new players in. And I think that's maybe lifted, you know, maybe the Bale factor coming in round the team has helped as well. But we looked like a team on Sunday. As Doogie said, we looked as if we had a structure, we had a plan. We knew, they all knew their jobs, they knew what they were going out to do. And I think we all got really excited about, you know, and Mourinho's press conference after was great to say, you know, look, an attacking-minded coach, we would have went on and won that game by a lot more goals, he says, but, you know, in other words, I'm a defensive coach, but we only scored 6. So, you know, I love his mind games. As everybody always said, we all hated Jose when he was with Chelsea and United, whatever. But we now have him and we love those mind games. We love what he... Like, he had Solskjaer all week wrapped up. All he talked about was Man United decisions the whole week, and he was ready for him. And I think the whole structure, but, you know, the game was just, it was fantastic. It was great to sit there and be comfortable. And I know a lot of people were tweeting out at halftime, you're not Spurs if you're still not worried. I wasn't worried one bit. At 3-1, I was game over. And I think my mindset on that was because I knew we had Mourinho. Because, you know, when you've got a manager like that, he doesn't lose those games. He doesn't lose it. And I think he proved it by the second half performance. We're all sitting wanting 7, 8, 9, 10 goals. But he's told that team, go out there, make no silly mistakes. Don't give away a goal. If chances come, take them. But don't be doing anything daft and don't be getting sent off. And what a substitution to take Lamela off. You know, I was crammed for it at halftime. Just take the guy off. He's been brilliant. Get him off the pitch. And he'd done it. You know, so loads of positives to take out of it. But say, you guys, we can chat about the game as well.
Yeah.
I think just on that one, do you know, the biggest disappointment was me that we didn't get enough credit. Like, it was all about how bad Man United were, and that's all it's been for 2 days. At no point until yesterday when Harry Redknapp says it, at no point has anyone said, well, actually, for all of the goals, it was Spurs that were pressing. The Harry Kane quick free kick, the Harry Kane pressing on the back four and they scored his goal. You know, the Serge's goal in the second half. It was all down to us pressing. So actually, as bad as Man United were, we made them bad. Because tactically, we've now got a manager who knows how to set up against teams, isn't he? He knows how to set up against teams. So, you know, I think we deserved a bit more credit than what we actually got. It was all, Man United are poor. Well, we made them poor because of how we played. Don't you think?
Have you seen the YouTube clips of, you've got the Arsenal Fan TV, But, you know, all fans have got these things. I don't know if Spurs fans have got, like, guys that watch the games and video themselves, but Manu have got the loads. Other day. Some of these ones are brilliant. There's one with I think it's Geordie, the Geordie podcast guy, if you've ever listened to that. It's him and a few other fans, and they're all sitting round. And, of course, when the first goal goes in, the Man United goal, all the Man U fans are going, yeah, stick that one, Mourinho. Oh, Mourinho will be crying. Da, da, da. And then as they're talking, they go, oh, it's 1-1. And then it goes on. But listen, you say you wasn't worried at halftime. I wasn't worried when we got the second goal. When it was 2-1, we were brilliant. We probably played our best football up until the savage attack on Lamella. Up until then, I thought that we played our best football. We should have been 3 or 4 ahead then. And then Lamella, look, that situation was brilliant. And I've got a mate, you know him, Doogie, Dave Harris, right? So
yeah.
He just said, how can you sit there and, you know, justify that? I said, because of 30 years of Man United flipping all over the place, Howard Webb, the Pedro Mendes goal, Ronaldo flopping over every 2 minutes. Look, we've had years and years of these ridiculous decisions going against us. And finally, we get one going our way. You know, Lamella flops to the ground after getting one in the chops. I was loving it. Good. Everybody else does
so
it.
Was yeah.
Everybody else does it. Yeah. The dark arts. Cole, how many years have we said we need to get this dark arts business? Because we don't do it. We're rubbish at the dark arts. A little bit of dark
100%.
Arts. Lovely job.
Yeah.
We didn't need that because we were actually playing brilliant anyway. And it was fantastic to watch. What about Sonny? He had a hamstring injury, wasn't going to play. I love that as well, Cole. I love the fact that we said, oh no, he's out. He's out for weeks and weeks. No one says anything, right? Mourinho says, oh no, he's a doubt, massive, probably won't play. And then he's in and he plays great. Don't you love that?
Yeah, it was. The only thing I didn't love, it took him out of my dream team.
but I put Ndombele in. So I got all points right. Anyway.
Well, I actually put Højbjerg in, so I did, and I got 6 points. But no, you're right about Lamella. Look, I loved it as well. I'm not going to lie. You know, all these people sitting, oh, it's terrible if he was one of our players. Everybody does it. Oh, Chelsea done it for years. Nonsense. United have done it for years. Liverpool have done it. Look at Mo Salah. You know, United fans, have a look at Hernandez. What he... was worse than what Martial done. And I couldn't believe that VAR didn't send him off as well.
Yeah.
But do you know what? It was brilliant. And there's, again, I think the Mourinho factor building this into this team. He knows what Lamella's about. I thought Lamella was brilliant. He, do you know what? And I know we all get frustrated, but he gives 100%.
Yeah.
He was in there. He was hassling. Look at him for the first goal. You know, he was superb. And do you know what? Fair play to him. Martial sent off. But as you were saying, I honestly think we'd have still went on and win that game 4-5-1, even if they had 11 men.
Yeah.
Well, Lamella is a perfect Mourinho player, isn't he? He turns up, he trains hard. He does what Mourinho exactly says to him, you know, and he's perfect for Mourinho. He's a bit like another one who's coming through, which is on Ndombele. But the best bit for me was when, and you've probably seen the clips of it, was when Ndombele done a flick and he stuck it back past Bruno Fernandes, and Bruno Fernandes just stood there, didn't he? And he's just like, what is this? It was brilliant because everyone says how great Fernandes is. Well done. He got another penalty. But the only thing I will say is that tactically Mourinho is very good, and you're right, he plays all the mind games, but he will come unstuck at some point this year. So we just got to be prepared for that, haven't we? There will be a point where he does something and we're like, oh God. But I think at the moment, do you know what? Teams don't want to play us, and we haven't even got Gareth Bale. I mean, come on.
I know, exactly. You know, with a lot of, like, Lo Celso wasn't there. You know, so I think that is the great thing about the squad. Doherty didn't play
with
you know, Serge Aurier. Do you know what? And I tweeted out actually after the game, massive shout out to him. I thought he was brilliant for us. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant the whole game. And it's great to see that he maybe has got a bit of fire in his belly to go, do you know what? I'm actually going to show you didn't need to go and sign this guy.
Yeah. So, do you not think Ben Davies as well, the last two games, he's stepped up, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. He definitely has. He won the penalty as well for us. Yeah. Morris stepped up a bit as well, you know. So look, they all have
In the Europa game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they have. You know, there's competition for all places. But I just love the way we played, and you know, the second half, it's always a difficult situation when you're 4-1 up and the other team's down to 10 men. You knew by United subs that they were going to try and sit in and hold it back. And I was delighted that we did get those couple of goals. I thought we could have stepped up a bit more, but do you know what? We're not going to sit here and moan about scoring six goals at Old Trafford. No. But I think what we need to talk about is about certain key players. You know, a couple of weeks ago, as you said, Steve, when we'd done that podcast, Højbjerg had sort of asked, have we signed his brother? Do you know what? This past week, he's come into his own and he was outstanding against Man United. I don't know whether if you guys watched Match of the Day 2 on Sunday night. I know I did again, to watch it all. And they showed the clips. And it's great when you see those things that you don't notice in the game. But he was everywhere. And I just thought...
Do you not think everything he does is a better version of Harry Winks, which is why they can't play together? You can't have them both together. So yeah, he passes 100%. Better, you know, he passes better, he tackles better, he covers the ground better, he can shoot, he can header, and you know, that clip when Serge done that tackle and he pumped his fist, didn't he?
I've seen that today.
I mean, I like Harry Winks. He's okay, Harry Winks, but Højbjerg, and I don't think they play well together. Saying that, tactically, again, Mourinho might play them against a certain team, but I just think... Again, it takes a few games to get into it, but he motivates, doesn't he? He's you know, that's the first time I've watched him. Thought, yeah, you're a good player, but you're just a better version of Winks, you know.
I would agree. And Sissoko as well, I thought was immense. I thought he really gave us that bit of strength and fire, and I think he probably had a bit more freedom in there because of the Højbjerg. You know, the way he was playing, he was dropping into the back four and covering everything and battling away there for us. So, you know, the positives to come out of that team, and as we were saying, the players that weren't on the pitch, you know, Bergwijn, you know, Lo Celso, Gareth Bale, Doherty.
Yeah.
You know, there's just four. Toby Alderweireld.
do you not think that cup win over Chelsea... I know it was only on penalties, but we'd have lost that year. Oh, we'd have lost that the last
that
5 years.
That was a massive, massive victory.
Yeah,
completely.
Adrian Durham was fantastic, because the first thing he said on TalkSport was, "What a sad night for Spurs." Did you see the way they celebrated that? Like they'd won the World Cup and they're skipping down the tunnel and they haven't even won a game.
Yeah, he said beat Chelsea's B-team.
And it was great. Oh, and phone in on 033. It's perfect bait for people, but I didn't buy it. It was brilliant radio, and that's what Adrian Durham does, of course. Look, you know, we were fantastic against Man United. The game against Chelsea was a brilliant victory. It was kind of so similar to the England. You won't like this, Cole. But when England played Colombia, I know you were supporting. But when we beat them on penalties, it was like...
Oh, I support England, by the way.
Okay, mate. Okay, mate. but when we won on penalties, Doogie, it was like finally we've won on penalties. Remember that? No, that one.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was, and I was so nervous. I don't know about you boys, but I was so nervous. I was pacing around and... Before the game, I was like, okay, we win or lose, whatever. But that was a great victory, however we won it. The game in Europa, again, I thought we played our strongest side. But do you know what's happened with Europa, Cole? Do you remember a few years ago when we were in Europa, year in, year out, right? and all the other top clubs weren't in it. And I and we talked about it, and we said it's embarrassing because we're playing Thursday nights. The other top teams are playing when Tuesday and Wednesday, and then come Saturday, our players aren't or Sunday, our players aren't motivated because they've had to play Thursday. Well, what's happened in the last few years is because Arsenal have been in it, and Chelsea have been in it, and Liverpool have been in it, and Man United have been in it. It's raised the profile of that competition. And plus, of course, the year that we came out of Europa and went into Champions League, all of a sudden, as is the Spurs way, they decided that the winner of Europa goes into the Champions League, which you know, me and Jason McGovern went back and forth for, you know, all the time about how important Europa was. And I always thought it wasn't important. I thought it was embarrassing. But now the profile of that competition is raised so much because the other teams have been in it, because they've won it, they've competed in it, it's raised it. So actually, Europa is so much bigger now. And Cole, am I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right, because actually a game that I was actually looking forward to watching, where in previous years, Europa group stages, for example, you're away to all these teams in Azerbaijan and whatever. You couldn't have cared less. Yeah. You really couldn't have cared less about it. But I think we all know it's an important competition. Mourinho's made it an important competition for us as well. So, yeah, I think they're all big positives. And you know, we've also had to go into those games knowing that they're a one-off game that we'll have to win. You know, they're not like a two-legged affair. So we've went all out, you know, with a strong side. But I think just to jump back what Doogie was saying about Chelsea, I think that was maybe the win that just lit the candle and just sort of, was there a spark at the end of that night when you see Mourinho dancing down the tunnel?
Yeah.
You imagine what that changing room, you can imagine him in there dancing and singing and shouting, and he turns around and he goes, there you go, boys, you just can do it.
Yeah.
Now just go and do it. You know, so was that just the factor that just...
Well, do you not think there is a factor with Mourinho is that now he wins all these trophies. He's won all these trophies we're going for. So he's now saying to the players, well, look, come with me and we'll win these trophies. Whereas previous manager, we love Poch, but he'd never won any trophies and he didn't know the journey. Whereas Mourinho can say to all of his players, well, look, I've won the Europa, I've won the league, I've won the Carlo, whatever it may be, those cups. This is how we win it. And I think that's how he says it to them, which is why they all want to play in these games. He's also got, I think, squad-wise, he's got a 22-man squad, which is what he likes, and the five or six that don't get in the matchday squad are better than the five or six we've had for a long time. So when we play our, you know, in the first groups of the Europa, our team's better, isn't it? You know, we haven't got the Foyths and the Sessegnons and that aren't great, but we've got players that can come in now, so we haven't got to worry about keep playing Harry Kane on a Thursday and keep playing the same left back and right back. So I think he's now got a squad that he can say to them, look, boys, we're 22. We're going to go and win these trophies. I just think we're stronger as a team, don't you?
Oh, of course we are.
And we haven't even, and sorry, we didn't even mention, we signed a striker. We've got a striker as well.
What's he called, Carl?
Finney.
Carlos.
Big Finney.
Do you want to know a fact about him? He was a centre-back up until under-21s.
Right. So we actually signed a centre-back then.
Converted.
So we didn't really sign the striker.
We got a big lump up front until the boy McKee comes in.
I wish. Sorry, there's another point, another Mourinho thing I thought about. We beat Chelsea and then the draw comes out and we get Stoke.
Yes.
Yeah.
The previous 10 years, we had got Man United or Man City.
Yeah.
But we got Stoke, and I sort of went, this is how the big teams get away with it.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
So there you go.
Here's the thing also, is that, you know, we moan about Pochettino not winning the trophy, but the fact is that the vast majority of the games that he lost in semi-finals or finals were against big teams, you know. We all remember the Portsmouth semi-final. But all the other finals and semi-finals we lost, You know, all the Chelsea ones and everything. When you play one of the big teams early on, they don't play their full strength side. So Chelsea probably left half the team, the full strength team out, as we did as well. You know, we've got Stoke next, but in fact, it might have been better to play a Man City in a quarterfinal of the Carabao Cup, because they wouldn't have played their full strength side. I'm not saying that's, you know, Stoke, great draw, absolutely. But we do have to be a little bit careful. Liverpool are out, which is great, because Arsenal, obviously, we can beat them, no problem. And so we kind of need, I think it's Man City against, is it Arsenal next? So yeah. Really, yeah. I mean, we really want Arsenal to win that, because I
Man
think
City
in a semi-final, I think against City will be really hard. We'll stuff Arsenal no problem in a semi-final or a final. So, you know, that's looking all right. Oh, Chris Sutton said that winning the Scottish Premier League is better than winning the English League Cup. And he kind of had a laugh with Flav, I think it was, on the Fighting Cock, on the radio, going, a Celtic win trophies year in, year out, and Spurs win nothing. I mean, does anyone see anything ridiculous about that statement? I mean, Scottish football, what a
Here,
joke.
Be careful.
What a joke.
Easy, Robbo.
Easy, you.
You know what I mean, though, Carl?
Yeah.
I mean...
Can I ask you boys a question?
Yeah.
So who have you been impressed with the most this season of the new signings?
Of new signings? Trying to think of them all.
Right, so Holbert didn't start well. I thought, what have we got here? But he has come on brilliantly. And I'll put that down to Mourinho, definitely. I think he's had a word with him. I think he said, you know, keep it simple. Although that pass, you know, to Aurier in the last game was brilliant. The guy from Spain, he looks tasty, doesn't he? He looks good.
Yeah.
Blimey, what a good player. Gareth Bale, I think, has been brilliant so far. Vinicius.
He's going to be good.
Big old lump. Who else was in? Yeah. Two more. Oh,
Matt
Joe Hart.
Joe Hart.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You feel comfortable with Joe Hart, don't you?
Huh?
You feel comfortable with Joe Hart as a number two, not Gazzaniga.
I thought he'd be a plonker. I thought he'd come in and say, you know, I'm the man. And I thought he'd make mistakes. But he hasn't. He's been solid. He's been mature. It's like he's grown up. He's become a man rather than like the silly little boy that he was at Man City, and you know that's why Pep got rid of him, because he was a joker, he was a party boy, but he's come to Spurs and gone, right, I'm going to have a second chance, and he's absolutely been fantastic. And by the way, just on that note, I'm so pleased that we didn't get rid of Gazzaniga, because you just know that if we had got rid of Gazzaniga, you know that Lloris would have got injured in the next couple of games, and it would have been Joe Hart and a youth goalkeeper, and would have been in all sorts of trouble. We've got three really, really good goalkeepers on our books.
Yeah, but
look at Liverpool. You know, their goalie is out for 6 weeks.
Absolutely.
And they're
struggling. Who is Liverpool's?
Terrible.
Who's Liverpool's backup right back?
He's good.
Don't know.
Curtis Jones, isn't it? Curtis Jones?
No, he's a midfielder.
No, Williams. Isn't Williams the right back?
Who's he? Who's their backup left back?
The new guy, the Greek guy, but I don't know his name.
Or Milner. Right, take their front three, yeah? If we lose our front three of Son, Kane and Bale, we've got coming in there, Bergwijn, Vinicius and Moura, right?
Olamella, right?
Or Dele, yeah?
Yeah.
If Liverpool lose their front three, who's coming in? Jota?
The Swiss, the little Swiss guy.
I mean,
yeah, Shaqiri and Origi.
As Harry Redknapp said, we're going to win the league, yeah. Right, Cole?
Yeah, I think actually after saying that, Harry, he's right. We're going to win the league.
And have you seen our next four fixtures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bright on a good side.
Yeah.
Actually,
here they are.
Actually, West Ham are playing great, aren't they?
I know. Yeah. Actually, West Ham's the next one. Is it at home?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Burnley, yeah. Then Brighton, then West Brom.
Yeah, big chances, big chances. Yeah. But yeah. I wish these internationals weren't happening at the minute. Oh, you know, it is a worry. And
on what planet is that a good idea to play Wales on Thursday, then two games in this ridiculous competition that no one cares about? Why on earth? Why not just go right? Scrap the internationals. Let's have a 2-week break for everybody so that everyone can recharge their batteries, right? Ban any friendlies, yeah, so you can't go to Dubai and do any of that business. Just, it's been absolutely hectic, hasn't it, these last few weeks. Everybody, 2 weeks off, recharge your batteries, self-isolate, right?
Yeah.
Because the numbers are going up, right? There was nine, I think, today. Of players that have got COVID. They're two or three at Liverpool, blah, blah, blah. What's going to happen now? So they're all going to play internationals, all mixing. I mean, I won't be... conspiracy theories, whatever. Why are they playing these international games? Absolutely.
Exactly. I was talking to a boy today, and to give you an example, obviously, anybody that listens knows my son's at Glasgow Rangers. And yes, he's in the reserve squad, but the youth and the reserve squad at Rangers at the minute are not allowed in the building. And now this is a big place, big training facilities. It's all bubbled for the first team.
Yeah.
What is happening now is probably 90% of those Rangers players are all now across the world.
Yeah.
For the next week and a half, 10 days. And every one of them is now coming back into that environment where there's been a bubble to keep COVID hopefully away from them.
Yeah.
And I just think in the way the world is at the minute, it is a crazy, crazy decision to play these games. It really is, you know, and I think when all these players come back from everywhere, I just think these cases are just going to pop up and it could scupper and
a break coming. Is Chris getting tested?
Yeah, he gets tested quite regularly, but again, because he lives with the family, he literally... he's got all his training stuff at home.
Hmm.
He drives to the training ground. They literally go in and train at the pitch and go straight home. They're not allowed in a changing room, not allowed to use the gym. Everything is bubbled for the first team.
But he's getting tested every week?
Every 3 weeks, they'd sort of probably get a test.
Is he in the reserves?
Yes, he's in the reserves at the minute.
Yeah.
So he is. But they're not, like, they had a game at the weekend there and they arrived at, they were away playing Clyde. But, you know, they get changed in the stand and had their half-time team talk on the pitch. No changing rooms, back in their cars and drive home in their gear.
Yeah.
You know, so. As the weather turns as well.
Did he score against Clyde?
He didn't score against Clyde. He scored the week before.
Okay.
But the strange thing is, he played number 10 role.
Oh.
The strange thing is I get why they're playing the Euro games. I get that, but the friendlies, because there's no fans, there's no income, there's no match day. It's pointless, isn't it?
But they're not Euro games, Dukes. They're this.
No, the other two are the Belgian one. Are.
No.
I know, but you have.
It's this international cup. It's not the Euro games.
Which you have to play. No, but you have to play the group. You have to play the games to work out who's going to qualify at the end, don't you?
Well,
yeah, that's why they're doing it.
I don't understand.
But the Wales game is pointless. But just getting back to the COVID, you know, you look at Liverpool. They lost their best. You know, they lost their best midfielder, and then they lost Sadio Mane, who does everything for them up front. And you think, you know, God, that could happen to any club. You know, it's crazy.
It's worrying. It is worrying times. It really is. You know, I know we're sort of going off the. It's turned into a COVID pod now, but it is worrying, and I think it's worrying for us Spurs fans because we're in a good place.
Mm.
We just want to keep. We want to keep going now.
But the international break came at the wrong time, didn't it?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But
we were onto it.
Yeah. But look, it's only 10 days. And say West Ham's the next game at home. You know, I watched them against Leicester. They look solid. They'll come to Spurs. They'll do exactly the same thing. Try and hit us on the break with Antonio. But do you know what? We're a different animal now.
Antonio's half decent. I quite like him. Boys, are we, I mean, obviously on Twitter and everything, it was like this Skriniar from Inter Milan who some people, you know, were desperate to get. I heard that he was in and out the Inter Milan side. I haven't heard of him before. It's not like, you know, this amazing centre-back that would be amazing to come in. Alderweireld, we know, is ageing, but he's class, in my opinion. Dyer has come back has been terrific since he's got fit again. Sanchez makes mistakes, but, is he that bad, really? Tandanga, back from injury, he's... someone that everyone likes. That's four. Do we really desperately need that centre back? People on Twitter going, "Oh my God, we haven't got a centre back." It's not been that good a transfer window. Is it really that bad, Cole? Did we really need a centre back that badly?
I don't think so. I would have loved one. Absolutely, I'd love to have got one. But you're right, the guy at Inter Milan, I can't say his name, I never heard of, never knew anything about him. And I know that me and you were both on the pod, and obviously there was talk of the guy from Chelsea, is it Rudiger?
Rudiger, yeah.
And like the Spurs fans, and look, don't get me wrong, I totally get where the majority of them are coming from about what this guy did. But for me, as a Spurs fan, I just want what I think's the best players. And there was a German international, plays for Germany, probably Chelsea's best centre-back out of all that they have. And if there was an opportunity for us to bring him into our club to strengthen us, to give us a chance of winning the league or winning two cups or whatever it was, I wanted him. I wanted him in. But, you know, that was just my own opinion on it. But, look, I don't think it's massive that we didn't get the centre-half. I think Mourinho will look at that again in January. And if you think about it as well, with the way the transfer window's been and all the stuff that's going on, January's coming very, very quick. So it's not that long until the transfer window. They're talking about this young lad from Swansea. Know nothing about him. Hearing good reports on him when you listen to what people are saying. But I think we've got enough there.
I think it's the only position that if we do lose one of them, we don't have the cover like we've got in all the other positions, have we? It makes us a lot weaker.
I disagree.
I don't know.
Davis can come in there. Carter Vickers.
I think it's the one. And actually, if you look at Mourinho, he's actually gone out and got every position we needed, didn't he? You name it, he sorted it, and that's the only one.
I think we're all right.
I think we're okay. Look, I think Doogie, we're forgetting about we've got Toby Alderweireld sitting there.
Yeah,
I know, but he's slow. Like, come on, he's not slow.
But here, he's good.
Mourinho gave him another 3-year contract.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So you know, there's something there. I think what you'll see, and I knew that he would play Aurier and Sanchez against United. Any team we play with pace up front, they will play.
Yeah,
they will play. Now, West Ham, they've got Antonio. He'll play on his own. I guarantee you, Alderweireld will probably play in that game because he'll have a bit of pace in and around there with the likes of Reguilón. When we were playing at teams like Arsenal with pace up front, Liverpool, United, because they had Rashford and Greenwood, Vardy, when we play Vardy, Sanchez and those guys will always play against pace. That's what he'll do.
And I think with Mourinho, what I've noticed as well is that I didn't expect a few of those players to play, but I think he looks at the opposition and he sets up for the opposition, whereas Pochettino never done that, did he? He'd always set up for what he thought his was. And you knew the 11 players he was going to play week in, week out, Pochettino. He kept playing them. We could pick them. And that's the difference. Whereas that's the difference, and that's what Mourinho is you know, tactically he's very different, isn't he? Which we haven't had.
I text my friend, big Spurs fan, Robert, on Sunday morning, and I, because I know he cannot stand Serge Aurier. And I text him and I said, 100%, I said, get yourself prepared. Serge Aurier will play against Man United. And he went, there's no chance. And I said, he will, because he's quick. Yeah. I'm not saying
really?
Doherty isn't.
Did you, Cole?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't believe you.
100%. I'm not a, here, I coach a team back here. I'm not a, any mug, you know. I guarantee you I did, because I guarantee you when we play those nippy wingers or the fast three, Serge Aurier, he's got the pace and the strength.
I thought you'd have played Foyth.
Not a chance.
Did you like it when Serge Aurier scored and they all slapped him on the back of the head? Because that's what he does to the players, other players.
Yeah,
when they score, he gets all like bullyish. So they all slapped him on the back of the head and he had to walk away. That was brilliant. I like that.
Yeah. I know.
But I don't think here, he wanted to leave, did he? I don't think he wanted to leave. Probably not.
No.
No.
Don't think so. You know? No. It's great. It's great to have him there. As you say, when you think of every bar, maybe that centre half position, yes, there's maybe a slight doubt still there, but every other position we're well
and
covered.
Can I just say one thing? You can 100% see why Dele Alli doesn't get picked.
Yes.
You can
see it, but you know what?
Because of his attitude.
No, just because of what he gives us compared to the other, you know, compared to the other boys at the moment, you think, I can see why Dele Alli isn't getting picked.
I think you're right. Do you know when they asked the question to Mourinho, they said, why isn't Dele Alli playing? And he just goes, what were you asking me that for? I've got the Chelsea. Yeah. I've got Nimbola. I've got this player. I've got this player. This player. He's not getting in. We've got all these other players that are playing so well. Now, look. Dele Alli produced the moment of the match against in the Europa game. It was fantastic bit of skill, but he came on against Man United, and he again just strolled around the pitch. And I thought your body language is not good enough. Yes, we're winning 6-1, but you kind of need to just show. Your body language isn't right, and I love Dele Alli.
He looked very lethargic. Very lethargic.
Go on.
Very lethargic. He looks, doesn't he?
He just looks as if he's, you know, as if he's going well. You know, the manager's got my back. The reason that he's giving me such a hard time is because he knows how good I am, which is great. But you just think. No, actually, score a great goal. Go on a great run. Go back to the Dele Alli you were. Is there a place, Cole, in the... everyone fit, everyone firing. Is there a place in the starting 11 for a fully fit 100% Dele Alli?
I still think there is. I still think there is. Right. I love
Dele. So let's
Dele
do
Alli.
It then. Let's do it. Go on.
If he's right, so if the he's, front if three he's fully, is, if he,
go on. Right, so the front three is Kane, firing, Son, yes, and Bale, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's done. So he's not getting ahead of any of those three, right? You've got Hulbert holding. That means you've got two more midfield places, and you're saying Dele's getting one of those.
If Dele is firing and on his game as we know Dele Alli. I think he can get it. He can definitely get in front of him, Dembele.
Okay. All right. So that's who you're having in front.
Me too. I'd agree. Yeah. Right. That's the only one. Because you go with Lo Celso. You go with Lo Celso.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 100%.
All right.
And that's where I see him. Because even though Ndombele had another great game, but I watched him closely and he still done a wee bit of a slouch about and a wee bit of, flip, have I really got to run and chase this ball? And that's what he looks like. You know, and then it's as if something 3 seconds later clicks in his head, oh, flip, I better do it, because that's what I have to do now.
You're absolutely right.
He plays that killer ball, doesn't he, that you don't think he's going to do. He whips it round, or he does a bit of skill, or and you think, dearie me.
Awkward, isn't he?
Yeah, he's so probably...
Awkward.
Well, he made Pogba. He had Pogba after 10 minutes, didn't he? Pogba didn't know what to do. But we've also got to remember, boys, that some of these players will get injured. Like, we're not going to have no injuries. So there's always going to be room for Dele or someone else, like Bergwijn or, you know, but I just think, you know, I think we're in a great place. Yeah. Don't you?
Where's Cole gone?
He's gone.
He's gone. He's back.
He had the salt because Dele's not playing.
I'm back. So sorry.
Just finally on that. So I'll tell you the two players that might not get minutes. So I don't think Harry Winks is going to get much time. Yeah. I can't see it. And Sissoko's the other one. And Sissoko, how much will Sissoko get? I know he started,
Thing is, because we've got Europa, they will play plenty of games. If we were in the Champions League, then you've got to go best team in the league, best team Champions League. But because Europa, you mix and match. And I reckon they'll play plenty of games. And you know what? I can see Winks with these. He hasn't got Dele's attitude at the moment. Winks will be looking at that Holberg pass against with Oria, right? And he'll be thinking, I can make that pass. What? And I think Mourinho will be saying, look at that pass that Holberg played there. You haven't played that pass for 6 months. And Winksy will you're right. Ever since he played the pass to Trippier against Real Madrid, and he passed it across to Dele Alli for that, was it the first goal? Winks hasn't played a brilliant ball like that for, 3 years then? So he's got to look at that and go, I can do that. And we know he can. Because Winksy is a very good passer of the ball. So I think that this competition with these players, it can only be good, can't it? How can it go wrong, Cole? How can it go wrong? How will it go wrong? Because we know it will, because we're Spurs.
No, it isn't going to go wrong. Sorry, answer me this. Is the European League, is it home and away? There's a great thing, because I personally think Joe Hart will play the majority of those games. I think that's where the Harry Winks, the Sissokos, the Dele Allies, these guys will get all the opportunities. Ben Davis, it'll keep them happy. They'll get game time. As Steve says, they'll have fire then in their belly to go, here, I've got to go out and do this now. Because I want to get back in this Premier League team.
And it won't be, soppy Europa Cup, which it used to be. Now it's, hang on a minute, this is big now. This is Champions League. Yeah. We need a trophy, blah, blah, blah. And you've got a chance. What a brilliant decision by Mourinho to bring Aurier and Lamella into this game against Man United. He's basically saying, listen, you play well in the Carabao Cup or the Europa, you'll get in the side. So Lamella was man of the match against Chelsea, comes in. Aurier was fantastic, comes in. Doherty's going, hang on a minute, I thought I was going to get picked. And it's like, no, sorry. Serge Aurier played great. So when they play in the Europa games, they know that if they play well, they're in the team on Sunday. Brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like what you said in the last pod, Steve. Remember we spoke about the team lineup for the game in the Europa League, the away game, I think it was. And we all said that we would start Serge.
Yeah.
And you had said about Mourinho, pull him over, word in the ear, say, Serge, here, you're starting tonight.
Yeah.
Here's your chance. And boy, he's took it since then.
Yeah. You know?
So look, but massive positives.
I was reading something the other day, how they're saying that without fans in the stadium, certain teams are struggling and certain teams aren't. And they said Man United is a great example against Spurs, because Man United went 1 or 2 goals down. If all the fans were there, 75,000, that would have lifted them. But it didn't, and they went the other way. A bit like Liverpool way, they went the other way because they're like, well, we won it last year, and they didn't have that extra. Well, we've got Jose Mourinho, who gives you that extra. He's like, well, actually, boys, I need you to do this. And I think that's where we'll win more games without fans against some of these other teams.
And, it, because- and, if, And if Mourinho is he's the essence, right? And I'm gonna do some metaphors here. So he's the essence. The catalyst is Kane, isn't it?
Oh.
What? The players, right, on that pitch, watching Kane. Now, look, I'm going to criticise Kane here for a second. About a year ago, he stood up front, and do you remember, Cole, we used to say, what did he do in that first half? Okay, he might have got a goal in the second half, whatever, but he stands up front, and he did. You hardly saw him. He is now, like somebody else said, he's Kevin De Bruyne. He's dropping in. He's not dropping into the Sheringham role. He's dropping into the Kevin De Bruyne role. He's now playing as our number six. He is now dropping so deep that he picks the ball up, like a Gerrard. Absolutely, like a Gerrard for Liverpool. Comes back, picks the ball up, pings it out wide, and then sprints 40 yards to get on the end of it. I mean, if Kane carries on the way he's going, he's got Player of the Year down. Absolutely.
But do you remember last year, it was very much pump the ball to Kane. Kane gets hit, Kane gets fouled, and that's what we were doing, wasn't it? Kane was backing in all the time. He's the opposite now. He's not even that high.
He's dropping in to find space. He's going, give me the ball. I'm in space. Have you heard, Cole, we're going to come to you a second. Don't go to sleep. I know you're on your bed, but don't go to sleep. right, so have you seen the behind the goal action from the game on Sunday?
Yes.
It's brilliant. Right, listen to the third goal. He's going, he shouts at Son. He goes, Sonny, pass to me. And then Kane gets his goal. But the passion in his voice, he's just such great to hear. He's so desperate to play. And like I say, the players around him must be going, look at this guy. He what an inspiration to play with this guy. Cole, what do you reckon? Harry Kane.
Where do you see that? Where did you see that?
Oh, it was on Twitter. Someone posted it.
I think it's an Old Trafford player cam. Tunnel cam. Pitside cam, it's called, or something. Yeah.
Right. I'll have to check that out. No, I'd love to see that. Love to see it. No, look, you're right. Look, he's amazing, isn't he? He just oozes everything about what it should be to be a professional footballer. And we are so lucky to have that guy at our club. We really are. Like, when we think of, what is it, how many years is he with us? Remember that young lad running on the pitch in Europa League games?
Missing a penalty against Hearts.
Yeah, and going, who is this kid? You know, you know, sort of looking at him, you know, fair play to him. And it's one thing I always remember. I had the privilege when Davy Elder had a Legends Night over here, and we had Clive Allen and Paul Allen. And I had the privilege of picking Clive Allen up at the Rory. Had the privilege of picking up Clive Allen at the airport, and I had a 2-hour drive to the venue, and I spoke to Clive Allen for 2 hours, and we spoke about Harry Kane, and it was amazing to listen to how hard this kid has worked. You take it, how many loans did he have? Six,
he had
seven?
A few.
But Colin, do you not think that's tactically? Do you think is that Jose that's changed his role a bit, or do you think Harry Kane said, "I want to play," you know, because he clearly plays a different role now.
I'll give Jose credit for that.
I think it's Jose.
Yeah,
I think it's Jose. And you imagine when Kane's doing that, and he's got Bale and Son both running.
Ridiculous. You know,
it's scary. It's a scary, scary thought, but it's fantastic. Like, it's great to do a pod where it's almost like feeling like the Pochettino 3 or 4 years ago, that sort of excitement.
Colin, what about this? Would you play Kane at 10 and Carlos up front? Woof.
Well, here, it can be done.
Of course it could.
There's another great thing, you know, but, oh dear, I think Steve's froze, has he? Can you hear us?
I'm not froze. Oh, no? What I'm doing is I'm reading the tweets, right? So let's do these tweets.
Yes.
Right, Davy Elder... No, we're just joking there. He reckons that he's just as chirpy for a couple of years.
Yeah, actually, that's what I was just going to say. You were talking about this Arsenal. what is it, this Arsenal mascot, what do you call him, Gunnarsaurus?
Yeah.
I can't reveal my source. I'm not allowed to reveal my sources.
Okay. But here, I always forgot to say to you, did you know Davy Elder done Chirpy, I think, 4 times? So he did. Like, I'm going back years ago when Davy was living over in England, and I think he was the mascot 4 times.
Well, no, he was, I never, because he had massive boobs.
Yes, well, that was true, but they was Chirpy, I think, 4 times. I forget what games they were, but he doesn't like to tell too many people, so there you go, there's a wee secret out.
The suit is very hot.
The bloke that played Gunnarsaurus works in the ticket office, and he's fine. Right, Davy Elder said, should we have signed Cavani? He seems...
Nope.
He's doing a joke. The kid from Swansea, we talked about that. Right, Davey, that'll do for you. Carl Gwillam, friend of the show, been on the pod a few times, really, really nice guy. Are you guys happy with the business we've done in the transfer window, Carl?
Yeah, 100%.
Brilliant. Yeah, 100%, 9 out of 10.
Dave, Dan Jones, do you know Dan, Carl?
Yeah, I think so.
Dan's a top man. What a lovely guy.
He's got a young superstar young Alfie. Young superstar footballer coming through.
Do you know what?
Looks a player.
Do you know what?
Looks a player.
Dan's got 3 kids, right? The first one is a really lovely lad, right? He's a friend of my boys, right? The middle one is going to be either a model or a footballer. He's brilliant, right? Yeah. And the little girl, what a sweetheart she is. So well done, yeah. Dan. Blimey.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. My son Alfie called that Son was going to be amazing when he first signed, when everyone doubted it. He called the same about Ndombele. He's 9 now. He said at the weekend our new left-back is going to be a superstar. Alfie's only 9 with an eye for a player. So hopefully a hat-trick. Right. So what he's saying is, can Alfie come on the pod and take your place, Colin?
I thought he was going to pick Doogies.
Well, I'm trying to bring some stats to the show, but you boys aren't keen.
Right. Another one, right? This is from a bloke called Jason McGovern or something. I don't know. Has the penny dropped that playing to our strengths, using Kane and Son as our key players, makes far more sense than using Toby, Davidson or Dyer as our key players? And by the way, please come to Orpington Garden Centre, because I need to keep my job. And that's from Jason McGovern. I don't know who he is. Some ex-podcaster from last week on Spurs or whatever that's called.
Stop it, Jason's a top man. Right. Jason is number one.
He's great.
So he is. You know where Jason's coming from on that there question. So we do, but like, we know who our key men are, and it's definitely going that way now. I think even Jason, I noticed a couple of tweets is coming round a wee bit. You know, from, I think he was really worried it was going to be just negative football all the time. You know, but like the West Ham game could be brutal.
Yeah,
that's key to it. You change your mind. It's not a problem.
Yeah,
you can change your mind. It's absolutely fine. Doogie, right. Anything else you want to say, Doogs?
I just think it'll be interesting if Pochettino goes to United.
Any more?
I can see it happening. I can see it happening come Christmas. You know, it's strange that Pochettino was still sitting about. To be honest with you, at the minute, if he goes, I wish him all the best, I'm actually not that worried.
Not that worried.
I think if he goes to United, he might keep him up.
Look, here, the problem was all my Man United fans called us bottlers for years under Pochettino, and they said, he's just a bottler. He's a bottler.
Oh.
So it'll be interesting.
Great point. So, final question. Are Everton going to bottle the league?
Well, if they don't win it after this great start and being up there for so long, they have to be called bottle jobs.
Bottle jobs. So Everton will in air quotes, have a great season, finish second, before whoever. For 30 years, they've been in the mid-table doldrums, doing nothing. They'll finish second, and we get to call them bottle jobs. Yeah.
That's the way it works. And,
that's the way it works now.
Get your money on us winning the league, I'm telling you. Get your money on us winning the league.
No.
This is the year.
No.
This is our year. We're sounding like Liverpool fans.
No.
I know.
Anyway.
It's only 16.
We shall see. Right. All right, boys. So, obviously, next week, Soppy Internationals. Then we got West Ham. We'll have to do a show after West Ham.
Yeah.
And
when is that? Is that a Sunday again, or is it a Saturday? Or
It is on the Sunday, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Because the Burnley's the Monday, isn't it? Because we've got Europa in between.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. It's 4:30 on Sunday. And they've already said that the team will be Lloris in goal, Sergio left back, Aurier or Doherty right back, Toby in centre back,
Toby and Dyer
Dyer, right, Hulbert, with Ndombele and Lo Celso, and then the front three. Of
surely Harry he Kane, starts.
Human Son, and
Gareth Bale,
Bergwijn.
Gareth Bale. He has to.
But how about that against West Ham? My goodness!
How bad is it that this is all happening and Gareth Bale's back and we can't get into the ground? We can't get to the stadium to see him play.
Desperate.
But do you know what I also thought about as well? Because of the way all these funny results are going, and Doogie mentioned earlier, you know, there's no sort of advantage now of playing away or home.
Yeah.
But it might actually suit us. And it might be where Daniel Levy's going to have to take a real hit here and just go, we're actually not letting any fans ever back into the new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Because miserable.
We play better. Yes. So it's only pop concerts and ice hockey and whatever else they play there. But no Spurs fans allowed back.
As long as I can
back,
go and
know.
See my Guns N' Roses next summer, I'll be happy.
Hello,
Doogie wants to see Snoop Dogg
Westlife.
At the stadium. Keith Sweat, right?
I just need to
Cole,
get the game at
who's
the stadium.
Right, so Doogie wants to see Keith Sweat at the stadium. I want to see Guns N' Roses. Cole, who would you like to see at the stadium?
Music-wise?
Yeah.
I'll go for Take That.
Take That.
Little Mix or Take That.
I'll get you tickets.
Don't worry.
All right, boys.
Good one, boys. Well done.
It's an international weekend, so I'll say come on, Northern Ireland. Let's get a few good
Who are you playing,
here.
Cole?
Couldn't tell you. I think we're playing Norway or something. I honestly couldn't tell you.
Right.
So couldn't. I've been too busy singing Spurs songs.
Let's go. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.